Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the dumbest reason you missed work? Rob in Albany, New York. Rather, Mike in Albany, New York. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Why did you miss work?
So it's wintertime, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming up to a yellow light. Oh, and I already got my hot lunch on the seat. I'm headed back to work.
Okay.
I pull up. I'm coming up to a yellow light, so I stop. The guy behind me whips around me, hits my mirror, and just keeps going. So what do? I jump out of the car thinking I'm going to, you know, get this guy's plate number or chase him down or something.
Right.
And I realize I can't get him. So I go back to the car. The car's locked. It's locked. It's running. It's wintertime, and my hot lunch is on the seat.
That's awful.
So I look at the mirror. I grab it, and the dumbest thing is the mirror's like spring-loaded. It's just sprung the wrong way. I just
oh,
put it
no.
You completely overreacted.
So, yeah. I'm an overreactive kind of guy. So I call the tow truck. I figure he's going to be here in a minute, whatever. He'll unlock the door. I'll get in and I'll go to work. It was like an hour and a half later. My feet are frozen to the ground. I can't stand it anymore. He finally comes. I'm so pissed off. It's like 2:30 in the afternoon. I said, frig it, I'm going home. My hot lunch is cold. I'm just pissed off. So I go home. I miss the rest of the day.
Were you staring through the window at your food cooling and getting cold the whole time, being frustrated? Did you consider
trying to lay on the hood to keep warm because the engine's running?
God, it was freezing. Did you consider busting a window?
No. I didn't consider that at all.
Oh, okay.
But everybody from now on is going around me because I'm sitting right in front of the light. I'm the guy in front of the light that's not moving.
Oh, man. And they're like, why won't this guy move his car? It's running. Yeah. They hated you so
Cord's
much.
Blowing, the whole thing. And I'm standing there waving them around, and they can't see that I'm not in the car. I'm just a guy standing in the street waving cars around.
Thank you, Mike.
Well, it seems that like you've really calmed down in the years since then.
Yeah, I'm pretty chill. I like that. That was the perfect guy to say, I'm an overreactor.
He is right back there. I said, frig it.
That sounds like Kelly when she's trying to make new friends.
Hey, friends, how
we're best friends.
Because we're blood brothers.
Rob's in Appleton in Wisconsin. Hi, Rob. Why did you miss work that's dumb?
Hey, bud.
Hey, bud.
Hey, bud. Hey.
So my wife pretty much drugged me, and that's kind of the way I tell it when I'm telling it to any of our friends that are stopping over and whatever. But
right.
Coming out of the Army, I had PTSD with, you know, the anxiety and depression.
Sure.
How's
and
bragging
I had been
camp
dealing
going?
With it on so far, so good. But I've been dealing with it on my own for a long time before reaching out to the VA for help, but
right.
That caused me to miss a lot of sleep and such at night. And my wife, she takes these sleeping pills every once in a while, and she says, well, why don't you try some of these? And I don't usually take anything. And this time I said, oh, hell with it. I'll start taking them. So she's a smaller woman, and I'm not. I got a healthy Wisconsin winter body.
Okay.
And, nice.
Yeah. Okay.
So she doubled them. So she takes one and I took two. Well, at the time we worked together at a paper mill and waking up around 4 a.m. to get to work at 5 and driving to work. Apparently I was being woken up by the sound of the gravel on the side of the road, still waking me up. And she's trying to tell me she'll drive. And I kept saying, no, I'm fine. I don't remember any of that.
Oh my God.
But
wow.
Once we got to work, it was 45 minutes away. I decided at that time by listening to her, hey, it's probably not safe if I go into the mill and operate any machinery or anything like that. So I called in from the parking lot of the company I had worked at for, 16, 17 years. And I had to tell them, I'm not going to make it in. I'll be on a half day today. I'm sleeping in the parking lot.
Did they understand?
Well, they did. I mean, at the time I was a union rep as well. So after I came in at 9 o'clock, I had to go up to the plant manager's office and explain to him the situation and just kind of got that look. I mean, I think we all might know what that look is.
Yeah,
when they're
right.
Like, is this real?
Right.
Are you drinking? What the heck happened? But
that, right.
No,
that,
they understood where I was coming from.
Yeah.
And they just kind of went with it, but it was kind of a joke rolling
that's a good one.
Meetings with management after that.
I can't believe you drove all the way there and then said, I can't do this.
Yeah, you're a tough nut to crack. Your wife's telling you you're asleep all the way on the drive. And you're like, I'm not. Too. She's like, why don't you ask the guy stuck in the windshield? Thank you, Rob. Good Lord. Jane Bow, no harmonizer. Hi, Jane Bow. What caused you to miss work?
My big boobs caused me to miss work.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. Let's hear it.
Maitland and Kelly. So I worked. I worked at a corporate office, and they would encourage you to go out, like, you know, mid-morning and take a walk so you're not sitting at your desk all day.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I was out walking through the parking lot, and as I was walking through the parking lot, my bra gave up. And it snapped on the strap, and I had no way to fix it. And as being a large-chested woman, I was like, uh-oh. So I gathered myself up and came into back into the office. And my supervisor sat directly behind me, and she's like, are you okay? And I was like, oh, no, I don't feel good. I think I got to go home. And I'm, like, holding my shirt and crossing my arms. And she's like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I feel kind of sick. And she's like, oh, all right, go home. And so I had to grab my shirt and my bra and hold it up, walk through a building that housed 1,000 people, collect all my stuff, and run to my car best I could to drive home.
Do you think people noticed, or is it one of those moments where we all think everyone notices, but in reality, everybody's busy and not paying attention? Do you know what I'm saying?
I feel like nobody noticed, but, like, I felt like, uh-oh.
It doesn't matter.
Because if I would have moved my arm, if I moved my arm, I would have been very lopsided and everybody would have noticed.
Girls are swinging free.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
Thank you, Jane Bow. That's a good one. Yeah. Very good.
Your boobs hang low.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.